Scott Maul, the head coach for Manhattan Emporia. Bill Neinstedt is in attendance tonight. He's going to be sitting on the sideline, but Brett Stewart is still going to be leading the charge. But it was good to catch up with Bill a little bit ago during halftime of the JV contest. He's feeling better, but he is wearing earplugs down on the sideline, as loud noises are still kind of affecting him at times. But it's good to have Bill in attendance tonight as Emporia plays at home for what will be the final time this season, at least for the girls. The girls will not be playing at home in the playoffs based off their records so far. They won't be able to be one of those top teams and host a playoff game. The boys are in really good shape to host the playoff game if the playoffs were to begin today. Emporia enters this one at 7-14, 16-5 on the other side. Davis getting ready to tip this one off for EHS. Depozoir meeting her in the circle. 8 minutes on the clock. Ball thrown up in the air. It's tipped over to DeWitt. DeWitt working. Gets the ball into the front court, dribbling on the volleyball line. Emporia moving right to left on your radio dial. Hines gets it in the near corner. Over to DeWitt through her hands, and that's our first turnover. 7:47 into our contest. Manhattan will get the ball for the first time tonight. EHS wearing the home whites. Emporia across the chest in black font with black numbers. Black down the side, red down the right side with black on that left side. Dribble driving, getting all the way to the basket and having her shot blocked is Larson. That time Davis blocked the shot. She had two rejections and the loss against T-High on Friday. Manhattan wearing a dark bluish color. Quick toss in. It's going to be deflected away by Emporia. Davis has it, gets it over to Aguirre. So that dark blue uniform, white across the chest, Manhattan with white numbers. Aguirre can't handle the dribble. She loses the ball quickly up the floor, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of Manhattan. No shot attempts so far tonight. Two turnovers by each team through our first 40 seconds. Full court pressure shown by the Indians, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds off of Banks. And it's going to be tossed in by Davis on the far side. Quick toss into Aguirre. Dribbling in between the circles. Man-to-man defense here. Aguirre leaves it for Wiltz on the left wing. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Wiltz in between the circles, picks up her dribble. Throws it in the near corner. Hines with it to the free throw line. Deflected away. Davis has it down low to Wiltz. Wiltz underneath the basket, guarded closely by Banks. Whips it out to Aguirre for three. Too strong off the back of the rim that time, but a good look by Emporia. Quickly up the floor. Larson has it. Skips it far side. Ball. Ball up top to Bush. Back to Ball, who drives baseline up top. Bush with it all the way to the free throw line, cuts through the defense, misses her own layup, offensive rebound, putback will not go by Depozoir, but another offensive rebound, and it's going to be laid in by Depozoir for the first points of the game. It took a minute 45, and we break our scoreless tie. It's 2-0 Manhattan leads. Davis quickly up the floor, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt on the far wing finds Hines in the corner. She'll try the triple, and she'll get it to go. Our first made John Newland three-pointer of the game, and the senior with the first points for Emporia. Quickly up the floor. On the right wing, a triple looking to answer is Ball, but it's halfway down and out. Davis with the rebound, and now it's poked out of bounds off of Manhattan. EHS will maintain the basketball. DeWitt racing the ball across half court for Emporia. Now gets it to Wiltz. Finds Hines. Hines catches it in the far corner. In between the circles, Davis. Left side, DeWitt drives towards the basket. Finds Aguirre in the corner for three. Airballed it long. Wiltz and Davis were both battling for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Wiltz. It's unfortunate that they both thought they could get the offensive rebound, because if only one of them was there, it would have been an easy grab. Emporia leads by one. through our first 2.5 minutes. Download a bank. She's double-teamed. She'll pass the ball up top. Left side, Larson drives baseline over to Desposoir. Up top, ball fakes the three. Drives towards the basket. Throws it in the corner. Larson for three. Off the side of the rim, and Emporia gets the stop. Over to Aguirre. She couldn't handle the ball, and there's going to be a whistle. Good thing there's a foul called against Manhattan, or that would have been another Emporia turnover, and that would have been a costly one right underneath the basket. First foul of the game. It goes against Larson. Wilt has it, gets it over to Davis, now Aguirre. They cross half court, and now a double team. Aguirre loses the ball, picks it up, gets it over to Davis, straight on for three, no good. Kinsley Hines crashes the glass and gets the offensive rebound. Over to DeWitt, right back to Hines, left wing three from the senior, and it's her second made three of the game. She has all six Emporia points. The lead is four for EHS. Bush looking to drive. Finds an open three-point shooter. It's going to be off the front of the rim from Ball, and Davis gets the board. EHS gets the stop. Now they got to get across half court. It's a bad pass picked off by Bush, leading the break over to Desposoir, and we have a foul against Emporia. Man, Emporia got the stop there. You love to see it, but then a bad pass trying to force the ball up the floor. And it leads to an EHS turnover. Right back to Manhattan. Harley Smith, the senior that's 5'10", getting her first minutes of the game. Quick inbounds, Larson corner three. Too strong, but Desposoir is there for the offensive rebound. Pass over to Ball, cutting towards the rim, and her layup is no good, but there is a whistle, and it's going to be against Emporia. This one's going to go against Davis. First against her. Free throw one is up. Rolls off the front of the rim and in for Ball. Manhattan ranked 7th in the 6A polls. The last ranking of the season came out last Tuesday. Second free throw from Ball is going to be too strong off the back of the rim, but Banks is there for the offensive rebound. Her putback will not go. Desposoir gives him another look, passes it out to Larson, who cuts through two defenders all the way to the rim, lays it high off the glass, and it's good. Three-point possession, bad inbounds pass, and the ball is going to be stolen away by Larson, but her momentum's carrying her to the baseline, and she's going to step on the line. EHS gets the ball back, and the turnover isn't a costly one. Quick inbounds to Aguirre, gets it over to DeWitt, now Wiltz. She had to jump high to grab that one. Hines on the far side, and she throws the ball away, and Banks has the steal. Another Emporia turnover as they lead 6-5, less than 4 to go in our opening quarter. Banks has it in the near corner. She'll try the three. It's going to carom off the rim. Offensive rebound, and Manhattan's going to throw this one into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds and EHS basketball. So we'll take that. Hines goes to the bench. So Davis, DeWitt, Aguirre, Wiltz, and Smith on the floor for Emporia. Working against this man-to-man defense by the Indians. Aguirre has it up top. Dribbling on the far side. Dribbles all the way to the basket, and Banks is there to deny her shot, but Aguirre gets her own rebound. Wiltz gets it. Drives towards the basket. Floater in the lane. Left it short. And Manhattan grabs the rebound. Pushing the ball up the floor. Banks goes near side to Larson. Down low to Desposoir. Working against Davis. Goes right at her. Attacks the sophomore and lays it in. It's a 7-6 lead. Smith underneath the basket has her shot blocked by Banks. It's going to go out of bounds and stay here with Emporia. Banks back-to-back possessions blocking Emporia shots at the rim. 2:57 left in Q1. Aguirre, the inbounder, quick toss into Davis, catches it in the far corner, driving against Banks. Down low, Smith jumping the passing lane is going to be Ball. But it's deflected over to Davis. Layup up. Airballed it. Strong rebound by Manhattan. Slowing things down. Ball has it on the volleyball line. Setting up this Manhattan attack. Emporia in man-to-man. driving Bush, going baseline, and Wiltz pokes the ball away and gets the steal. Two-on-two break. Smith showing some of that track speed, racing down the floor and laying it in for two Emporia points. First points of the night for Smith. It's 8-7. One-point Emporia lead. Trying to feed the post to DePozoir. She can't handle the pass. That's going to be a turnover by the Indians. Five turnovers so far by Manhattan. With Emporia up 8-7, 2:13 left in our first quarter. Manhattan coming off a 66-46 win over Junction City. They've won the last 33 matchups against the Lady Jays. Wiltz has it up top, gets it to DeWitt, dribbling in between the circles. She's yet to score tonight. Passes it off to Aguirre, down low Davis, 10-footer on the baseline, and the shot's blocked by DePozoir. Rebound by Ball, over to Larson. Larson pushing the ball up the floor, trying to feed the post, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. That's another Manhattan turnover. Emporia gets the basketball back. Junior Avery Ingram, that's 5'8", coming in for Manhattan. And Delaney Larson goes to the bench. Full court pressure being shown. Far side, Wiltz gets it over to Davis. Davis still needing across the timeline. Gets it to Wiltz, up off the floor to Aguirre. Aguirre crosses half court, now in the hands of DeWitt. 90 seconds to go in our first. Aguirre on the left side, 15 on the shot clock. Davis goes down low, gets it over to DeWitt, cutting towards the basket. Great pass, better layup, 2 points Emporia. First points of the night for DeWitt. It's a 3-point EHS lead. Early tonight, but Emporia has the 3-point lead. Bush has it on the near wing, up top Ingram. She's free for three, and just like that, we are tied at 10. 1 minute to go in Q1. Wiltz has it on the far side, up top DeWitt. DeWitt made a layup last time down the floor. Gets it over to Wiltz. Wiltz spin move all the way to the rim. Takes the foul and lays it in. She's got a chance for an old-fashioned 3-point play. Balanced scoring attack so far for the Lady Spartans, with four girls accounting for 12 points. Wiltz at the line, shooting the and-one free throw. At the line for the Spartans, Wiltz will be shooting one. That's going to be foul number one against Bush. Just the second foul against Manhattan tonight. Aguirre gets a breather with Wiltz at the line, shooting just one free throw. It is up. It rainbows up and caroms off the rim and out. Just a little too strong that time. Emporia maintains a 2-point lead. 8-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Great defense here by Hines, picking up Ingram as she crosses half court, and that's going to be a 5-second call, and Emporia gets the steal, and Coach Maul is in a fit, and he wants a timeout. We'll take a quick break with him. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Emporia up 2 on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
31 seconds to go in quarter number one. Emporia leads 12-10. It's early, but the Lady Spartans trying to upset their Centennial League foe, Manhattan. Manhattan inbounding here. Quick toss in. Gets it to Beckett. Ainsley Beckett just checked in on that timeout. The 5'10" junior. So before the 5-second call, I guess they gave him a timeout. Interesting. They get the ball down low to Banks. She blows the layup. Offensive rebound by DePozoir. And she has two more points. She has 6 of the 12 for Manhattan. Kinsley Hines was celebrating that she got that 5-second call. Wiltz looking to drive. Gets it down low to Smith. Over to Davis. and she loses the basketball, throws up a shot, and it's going to be too late. So it's 12 all after one quarter of action. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium, where the Lady Spartans are tied with the Manhattan Indians 12-12 after 8 minutes of game action. Aguirre, Smith, Davis, DeWitt, and Wiltz starting quarter number two. It is Manhattan basketball. Larson has it in the backcourt, goes far side to Ingram. Emporia played the Indians close in Manhattan in the first matchup. Ingram looking to drive, gets it over to Deposoir, and she has her 8 points of the game. It's a two-point Manhattan lead. Emporia led by as many as four in our first quarter after Kinsley Hines knocked down two threes. It was 6-2 at that point of the game. Aguirre on the far side goes down low to Smith. Smith goes up for the layup, can't convert. She was contending against Beckett that time, just couldn't get it to fall. Quickly up the floor, Larson throws it in the corner. Ingram for three. Karam's off the rim. Offensive rebound by Beckett. Beckett goes right at Smith and lays it in. 16-12. 6-0 run by Manhattan. Aguirre to Davis. Gets it to DeWitt on the perimeter. Davis trying to figure out this man-to-man defense. Goes down low to Smith. Up top, Wiltz. And Wiltz is going to lose the ball, and it's going to go out of bounds off of her. Wiltz and Banks tangled up their legs that time. The referees didn't think there was enough there for to warrant a foul. So it just hit off of Wiltz, and everybody just watched the ball roll out of bounds. So an Emporia turnover, number five so far. Near side, Bush gets a screen from Deposoir to the free throw line. Beckett on the perimeter to Larson. Larson dumps the ball down low, deflected off of Smith, and it will stay here with Manhattan with 19 on the shot clock. Aubrey Hess, the junior that is 6'2", getting her first minutes of the game. She's guarding the inbounder here, who is Larson. Larson tosses it into Beckett. Beckett trying to back down Wiltz. Goes up for the left-handed shot. No good. Deposoir offensive rebound. And now she's battling with DeWitt for the basketball. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession favors Emporia. 6:25 left in our first half. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia, moving right to left on your radio dial. Aguirre goes near side to Hines. Hines steps back, thought about the left wing three. Up top, Wiltz in between the circles. Now Aguirre. Aguirre to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt top of the key, goes far side. Aguirre on the right wing. Left side, Hines. To Aguirre in the corner. She'll hoist up the three, and it's going to be too long that time. Rebound by Manhattan. 4-on-3. Manhattan has numbers. They dump the ball down low to Bush. Up top, Ingram. Ingram in between the circles. Looking to drive right side now, going left side after a screen from Deposoir. Larson, 5 feet behind the line. It doesn't matter. She knocks down the three. And we have a timeout on the floor. Coach Stewart wants a break as Manhattan leads Emporia 19-12 here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
7-0 run so far in this quarter. Manhattan's also scored the last 9 points in this game. They lead Emporia 19-12, 5:36 to go in our second quarter. Emporia basketball after the Coach Sewer timeout. DeWitt, Davis, Hines, Wilton, Aguirre on the floor for Emporia. Near side, Aguirre working on the left wing. Goes down low to Wilt. It's going to be knocked away. And a steal. Beckett deflected it. Larson leading the break. Pushing with numbers to the free throw line. Bush dumps it over to Depozoir, and she's now in double figures. Wow, we've played 11 minutes of game action. She's already got 10 points. Depozoir, extremely talented freshman for this Indians team, and now a bad pass, and Emporia throws the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 7. 21-12. Manhattan leads. 5 minutes to go. Up top, Bush. Far side, Larson. Larson gets a screen from Depozoir. Finds an open three-point shooter. Ball fakes the three, drives closer, banks it off the glass. 2 points for Ball. Aguirre brings the ball up the floor, gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt in between the circles, gets to the free throw line. Aguirre on the far side. Near side now, Davis. Davis to Hines. Davis on the left wing, drives. Working against Depozoir. Good defense here. Hands the ball off to DeWitt. She couldn't handle it. They find Hines in the corner. Fakes the three. 7 on the shot clock. They got to be cognizant of that. DeWitt from the left wing. She'll hoist up the three, and she gets it to go. Third made three so far tonight for the Lady Spartans. Quickly up the floor. Driving. Getting all the way to the rim. Missing the layup that time is Bush, but she draws a whistle. And this is going to be against Hines. First foul against Emporia in the quarter, and the first against Hines in our game. That three ended a 13-0 run, and the first free throw attempt from Bush is no good. Second free throw from Bush is good for her first point of the night. 24-15. DeWitt dribbling on the far side. Hines in the corner. Dribbles over to Davis in between the circles. Aguirre has the ball go through her hands. Luckily, DeWitt's behind her to make the grab and save it from going out of bounds. Davis from the far wing. Three's going to be too strong that time, and Banks will get the board for Manhattan. Racing up the floor is Larson. Larson goes up against two defenders, and the ball's going to be deflected away by Davis. Emporia gets the steal, and Coach Stewart wants a timeout as Davis was in trouble after getting the steal. She was on the baseline with two defenders in her face and had nowhere to go and no one near her to throw the ball to. So we have the timeout called by Coach Stewart. We'll keep it right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. Senior night here at EHS. In between games, they'll honor the seniors on the court. We will honor the seniors. Had a chance to catch up with Kinsley Hines, Harley Smith, Chase Harrington, Maddox Shively, Tanner Seidel, and Rylan Crowell earlier today. So we have many interviews with each and every single one of them. So you'll want to stick around for In Between the Games. We'll hear from all six of those seniors. Emporia basketball trailing Manhattan 24-15 with 3:26 left in Q2. DeWitt bringing the ball up the floor for Emporia. As Emporia returns to their starting lineup, Aguirre gets it to Wilts, down low to Davis, working against Depozoir, trying to get it back up top to Aguirre, and it's going to be picked off by Larson. Larson leading the break, throws it in the corner. Throwing up the three that time is Ball. Will not go. Offensive rebound by Larson. Goes near side to Bush. Bush driving baseline. Leaves it for Ball. Over to Banks. Banks in the corner to Bush, who drives baseline. Great ball movement here by Manhattan, and it ends with a layup by Bush. Her first made field goal. She's up to three, and it's an 11-point lead. Davis on the perimeter. Gets it to the far side to Aguirre. Now Davis. Davis looking to drive, going right at Depozoir. Scoop, layup, no good, but there is a foul against Manhattan. Two free throws coming up for the sophomore, Macy Davis. Bush called for the foul. That is her second. Davis at the line, scored 24 points against Topeka High on Friday, and the first free throw there is going to be too strong. Emporia is 0 for 2 from the charity stripe in this game. So Bush checks out for Coach Maul, and Beckett comes back into the ball game. Second free throw banked in from Davis. We've seen that quite a bit this season from Davis, banking in the free throws. Bringing the ball up the floor is Larson, dribbling in between the circles. Now she retreats all the way out to the midcourt E. Larson dribbles closer over to the right wing. Nobody picks her up. She'll throw up the three, and it's going to go off the front of the rim. Rebound by Wiltz. Wiltz driving, loses the basketball. Luckily, Davis is there to pick it up, and she nearly traveled with it. And, yep, now they're going to blow the whistle and call the travel. Thought they might let her get away with it there just because they never made the motion. 2:08 in our first half. Larson has it on the right wing, and Emporia showing a 2-3 zone over to Banks on the left wing, off the front of the rim for the three. Wiltz gets the rebound. You'll see that a lot when you go into that zone defense, allowing three-pointer shots. Speaking of threes, on the other end, Hines for three, and it rims out. That would have been the third made triple by Hines if she was able to get it to go quickly up the floor. Depozoir underneath the basket, goes up for the layup. Hines tries to block the shot, and we have a whistle against the senior. Hines commits the foul, her second of the evening. Depozoir at the line, shooting free throws for the first time tonight, and she swishes the first one. Smith comes into the game. Hines goes to the bench. ...27-16. Depozoir's second free throw, too strong, and Davis is able to run down the rebound that time. Quickly up the floor, Smith running hard, and it's going to go off her hands and out of bounds. The pass from Davis just too far out of the reach that time. Again, Smith showing off some of that track speed, beating everybody down the floor, but they couldn't connect on the pass. Larson on the far side goes down low. Banks up top, Ball. Right side, Banks. Extra pass over to Depozoir, and there's going to be offensive 3 seconds against Depozoir, so she never cleared herself that time. That'll be a Manhattan turnover. DeWitt brings the ball up the floor. Davis to Aguirre. Trying to dump it down low to Davis, but she led her too much. An Emporia turnover. Now 10 in the game. Larson leading the break all the way to the basket. She's met at the rim by Davis, and there's going to be a whistle against Macy. Davis upset with that foul call. Thought she played good defense. Referee disagreed. So two free throws here for Larson. The first one's up, and she gets it to go. Aubrey Cunningham coming in for EHS. First time tonight as Aguirre goes to the bench. It is foul number two against Davis, third against Emporia in the quarter. Larson's second free throw up and also good. So she goes 2 for 2. It's a 13-point Manhattan lead with less than a minute until our Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Davis on the volleyball line. Far side, DeWitt. DeWitt gets a screen from Davis. drives right at DePozoir, and we're going to get a jump ball, and possession favors the Indians. Emporia has only scored 4 points in our second quarter, 17 by Manhattan. They've been able to grow this to a 13-point lead. 11-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Ball has it on the far side. Zone defense here by EHS. Banks catches it on the right wing, driving, dumps it over to Beckett. Knocked away by DeWitt, and now DeWitt dives for it. And we're going to have a jump ball, and it's going to be Emporia basketball. Offense for defense substitutions here for Emporia. Davis, DeWitt, Aguirre, Wiltz, and Hines on the floor as Emporia looks to hold for the final shot. 30 seconds to go until halftime. Aguirre on the perimeter. Gets it to Hines in the near corner. Picks up her dribble over to Davis in between the circles. Down low, DeWitt. It's going to be poked away. She's triple team. Goes up for the shot anyway, and she gets it to go. DeWitt has seven. She leads the Lady Spartans 29-18. Five on the clock. To the free throw line, ball. Finds Larson for the right wing. She beats the buzzer, misses the three, and it's going to get stopped on top of the backboard. So it's lodged on top of the backboard right next to the shot clock. And they're getting another basketball out, and Wiltz is trying to knock it down. She failed after a couple of tries. Now DeWitt tries. She can't get it to go. And I think DeWitt's going to give it another go, or they're going to bring one of the boys over here now. So Tarek Franklin comes over, and he tries one. He can't get it to go. And now they got a stick, and they're going to try and poke it down with a really big stick. Coming over, and hey, they get it down, and the crowd erupts, especially the student section. So 0.4 on the clock. Emporia is just going to inbound this basketball. And that should be the end of our first half. As referees getting together, they might add a little bit of time on the clock. They're going to make it one full second, it looks like. So they're going to put an additional 0.6 seconds. Still very difficult to get a shot up when you got to go the full length of the court for here. And the last thing you want to do is have a costly turnover. Quick toss into half court, stolen away by Larson. The half court heave. Too strong, and that's going to do it for our first half of basketball. Manhattan leads Emporia 29-18 as we hit the break. You're listening to Lady Spartans Basketball on KVOE.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
Emporia High Sportin' Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with him every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Brayden Brown.
Halftime in Emporia. Manhattan leads the Lady Spartans 29-18. 12-12 at the end of the first quarter, but a 17-6 run has the Indians on top here at the break. Let's go ahead and take a look at our Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home first half stats. Emporia led by DeWitt with 7 points. Hines has 6, 2 points apiece from Wiltz and Smith, and 1 point from Davis. On the other side, leading the charge, Desposoir with 11 points. Larson has chipped in 7. 3 points apiece for Bush, Ball, and Ingram, and 2 from Beckett. Again, as we sit here at half, Manhattan 29, 18 Emporia. Turnovers aplenty, 11 by Emporia and 9 by Manhattan. So Emporia keeping it within striking distance, currently down 11 at the break. They've been able to get good shots up when they haven't turned the ball over, but that has been quite often. As Emporia has made 7 shots in the first half, but have 11 turnovers. We're going to go ahead and take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE, trailing Manhattan 29-18.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNL.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
29-18, Manhattan leads Emporia here at half of our girls' contest. Don't forget, coming up, we'll bring you the boys, and it's a heavyweight battle as two of the top teams in the Centennial League will go at it. Both of the boys' clubs are warming up right now on the court as we await our second half getting underway. Emporia is going to have to do a better job not turning the ball over in the second half if they want to be able to hang with Manhattan. Three made threes in the first half. You like that if you're EHS, able to get the ball to drop from behind the arc. We'll see if they can keep that going as Hines has two made threes and DeWitt hit one as well. Got to contend with this full court pressure. One of the best ways to contend against full court pressure is getting stops on the defensive end and not allowing the Indians to set up off of a made shot. One more quick break. When we come back, we'll have quarter number three for you. Manhattan leads Emporia 29-18 here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
29-18 as we say goodbye to the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. 8 minutes on the clock as we begin quarter number three. Don't forget, Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longbineauto.com. Manhattan basketball as we flipped ends of the court. Manhattan now moving right to left on your radio dial. Early zone defense here by EHS, looking like a 2-3. Larson has it on the near side as both teams return to their starting lineups. Ball on the far side, 20 on the shot clock now near side, and Wiltz is going to pick off the pass. So begins to dribble forward, hit by two defenders, all the way to the basket, passes over to DeWitt, all the way to the rim, left-handed floater, too strong that time. Battle for the rebound, and an early jump ball, and it will be Emporia basketball. White uniforms tonight for EHS. Emporia across the chest in black font with black numbers. Manhattan in a dark blue. Manhattan across the chest in white with white numbers. Hines has it in between the circles. Far side Aguirre. Now Wiltz in the corner. Wiltz working against Banks, trying to back her down. Out to Aguirre in between the circles. Now on the far wing. Hands it off to DeWitt. 10 on the shot clock. Got to pay attention to that. To the free throw line, DeWitt dumps it over to Davis. Just inside the three-point arc, too strong on the shot. Battle for the rebound, and Depozoir comes down with it. Manhattan gets the stop, and Larson's looking to lead the break. Spin move. Gets it over to Ball, who hits the floater in the lane. Ball, known for her defense, She has the all-time career steals record for Manhattan, but she gets 2 points there. DeWitt fakes the three on the left wing, gets all the way to the basket, got through three defenders that time, and laid it in to begin the scoring for EHS. 31-20, 6:30. Layup is going to be missed by Banks. Rebound, and it's going to be Wilts coming away with it. First foul against DePozoir, first against Manhattan in quarter three. Aguirre, Davis, Wilts, DeWitt, and Hines on the floor for Emporia. Wilts on the far side. Down low to Davis. Davis working on the baseline. Up top, Aguirre, yet to score in tonight's game. Near side, Wilts on the wing. Guarded by Banks, looking to drive right at her. Stops at the free throw line. Davis looking to drive. Double teamed in the corner to Aguirre for three. Halfway down and out. Offensive rebound by Wilts. Over to DeWitt. All the way to the rim, and she lays it in for two more. Great pass by Wilts after the offensive rebound. 9-point ball game. Ball up top, gets it to Larson, right back to Ball. Zone defense here by Emporia. Larson on the left wing, driving by Aguirre, driving by Wilts, and now we're going to have a foul against Emporia. And the foul's going to go against Wilts, second against her. First against EHS in the quarter. Wilts checks out. Smith gets her first minutes of the second half. Larson the trigger. Quick toss into the corner. Ball thought about the three, and now she's going to walk with it, and the turnover gives it back to Emporia. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor. Down nine with the basketball. Davis has it on the far wing. Gets it to Aguirre in the corner. Down low, Smith. Up top, Hines. Thought about the three. Near side, DeWitt. Dribbling. In between the circles. Now drives towards the basket. Finds Davis in the corner. She airballed the three that time. Manhattan rebound. Larson leading the break. Dribbles into a double team. Up top, Ball. Now Banks. Uh-oh. She's free at the top of the key, and she knocks it down. Banks hits the three, and it's now a 12-point lead. Hines on the near side, dribbling in between the circles. Davis on the right wing, drives to the free throw line. DePozoir slowing her up, hands it off to DeWitt. DeWitt left-handed layup, no good. But there is a whistle against Manhattan. Should be free throws for Emporia. DePozoir called for the foul. That is the second against the freshman. DeWitt shooting two. First free throws of the game for the junior. First one rolls around the rim and stays in. Hines checks out and Wilts checks in. With Emporia down 11 with DeWitt at the line, the lefty stroke is good. Two for two that time. It's now a 10-point game. Larson brings the ball up the floor, dumps it down low to Beckett, who goes right at Davis. Missed layup that time. Davis with the rebound quickly up the floor to Smith, running hard, and she lays it in for two. 34-26. Banks in the far corner, up top Larson, down low. Bush to Ball. Beckett, Bush. Great ball movement here by the Indians. Ball in the corner, airballed the three. Senior Smith grabs the rebound, but then she throws it away. Was trying to get it to Aguirre too quickly that time, and Emporia's got to get back on defense. Cutting towards the rim, they find Banks. She loses the ball on her way to the glass, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Manhattan, so Emporia gets the ball back, and the turnover doesn't hurt them. We do have a timeout called by Manhattan with the Indians up 34-26 here on KVOE. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. and by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Halfway through the third quarter, Manhattan leads Emporia 34-26 in our girls' contest. It is Emporia basketball. Davis, Aguirre, Hines, DeWitt, and Wiltz on the floor. Aguirre bringing the ball up the floor as Emporia is moving left to right on your radio dial. Down low to Wiltz. Catches it at the free throw line, throws it in the corner to Davis. It's going to be deflected. No, his last touch by Davis, so that's going to be an Emporia turnover. Give the ball right back to the Indians. Larson crosses half court. 2-3 zone by the Emporia defense. Bush catches it in the heart of it. Out to an open three-point shooter ball. Instead, she drives, now finds Banks. Banks working baseline. Gets it over to Bush, who lays it in, and she's fouled. That's unfortunate as Davis commits the foul. And that is foul number three against Davis, and Bush has a chance to convert on the old-fashioned three-point play. And it's too strong, but an offensive rebound by Banks. Larson to ball. Down low, Beckett, up top Larson, working in between the circles, gets it over to Bush, now Beckett working on the baseline, up top Banks, Banks drives, throws it in the corner, three-pointer, thrown up this time by Ball, no good, offensive rebound, Larson working underneath the basket, and Hines is going to deflect the pass, and DeWitt gets the steal, now Emporia's just got to get in the front court, they will, Aguirre throws it in the corner to Davis, right back to Aguirre, in between the circles. Looking to drive against Bush. Hands it off to Davis to the free throw line. Wiltz with the touch. Gets all the way to the rim. Layup is going to be left short. But there is a foul by Manhattan. And Wiltz should be shooting two. First foul against Beckett. With Emporia down 10. Wiltz looking for her first made free throw. She's 0-for-1. And the first one's going to bank in. Smith comes in for Davis. It'll be interesting to see how long Coach Stewart leaves Davis out of the game. Davis has just 1 point tonight. Manhattan defense has neutralized her. Second free throw from Wiltz is going to be too strong off the back of the rim, so Wiltz goes 1-for-2 that time. It's a 9-point Manhattan lead with 2:30 to go in our third quarter. Ball on the far side to Ingram. Near side ball. Far side ball. Gets it to Banks, who tries to bank in the three, but no good. But an offensive rebound by Ball. And her shot's going to be no good, but there is a whistle against Emporia. And that's going to be foul number three against Wiltz. Third foul against EHS in the quarter. Shot up and good. Ten-point Manhattan lead. Make it 11 after the made free throw. As Ball goes 2-for-2, 38-27. Wiltz on the right wing, up top DeWitt. At the free throw line, looking to drive. Tries to get it over to Hines, and there's going to be a foul against Manhattan. You'll take that if you're Emporia. The referee that was the furthest away from the play made the call that time. And that is foul number one against Banks. Wiltz checks out as Hess enters the ball game for Emporia. Aguirre the inbounder. Tosses it into DeWitt on the far wing. Dribbling on that far side. Gets it to Aguirre on the near side. Drives to the free throw line. Working right at her defender, and she's going to be called for a traveling violation. 2:05 left in Q3. Ingram brings the ball up the floor. Near side ball working against this 2-3 zone. Ingram to ball. Far side Ingram. Dumps it down low to Depozwar. An extra pass and a made layup by Beckett. Good ball movement that time by Depozwar. Two defenders collapsed on her that time. It left Beckett wide open right underneath the bucket. Aguirre goes far side Smith. Now Hines dribbling in between the circles. Aguirre has the ball soar over her head, and that's going to be an Emporia turnover. Aguirre took a step or two towards Hines. Hines wasn't expecting that and floated the ball where Aguirre used to be. And that gives the ball back to Manhattan, who leads by 13, a chance to extend their lead by even more. Near side Banks skips it far side to Ingram. Thought about the three, goes down low to Beckett. Now Larson. She'll try the three at the top of the key and knock it down. Larson now in double figures with the made three. 16-point lead, largest it's been tonight. DeWitt gets to the rim, and she's going to be held before she went up for the shot. It will be an inbounds play for Emporia. Check that. That is the fifth team foul, so DeWitt will be shooting two. Bonus free throws here. DeWitt 2-for-2 so far from the charity stripe. Wills checks in as Smith goes to the bench. Free throw up and good. Also checking back into the ball game is Davis. So Smith and Hess both going to the bench. Emporia being outscored 15-10 in this quarter. Second free throw from DeWitt is up and good. Make it 15-11. And Smith comes back into the ball game, and Davis goes to the bench. Larson brings the ball up the floor. Gets it to Ingram, right back to Larson. Bush on the far side. Ingram in the corner. Skips it near side to Larson. Zone defense here by Emporia. Cutting towards the basket, Ingram finds an open shooter, Beckett. The 15-footer will not go this time. DeWitt with the rebound. Emporia has numbers. Hines tries to save it from going out of bounds, but again, DeWitt just let her too much on the pass, and it's an Emporia turnover. Larson crosses half court. Dribbling on the volleyball line. There's about half a second difference between the shot clock and game clock. So Manhattan's looking to hold for that final shot with a 14-point lead. There's 14 seconds to go. Ingram back to Larson. Larson looking to drive to the free throw line, and Emporia's going to take a take foul. That's foul number 4 against EHS in the quarter, so not in the bonus yet. Not a bad foul there. Banks will be the inbounder. Quick toss to Larson. Up top. Bush for three. She beats the buzzer, but it will not go, and that's how the third ends. Manhattan extends their lead slightly. It's 43-29 as we get ready for quarter number 4 here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it, good goods. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
8 more minutes to go here in our girls' contest. Manhattan leads Emporia 43-29. It is Indians basketball. Quick toss in. Banks looking to drive immediately. Attacking DeWitt, and she's going to draw an early whistle. Wow, that was quick. 6 seconds into the fourth, and Banks is going to be shooting two shots. Banks has 3 points tonight. Free throw one from the sophomore is up and good. 1 more shot coming up. And it's good, and she swishes it. Emporia basketball down 16. DeWitt dribbling on the near side. Touch pass to Aguirre. Wiltz down low. Davis finds a cutting DeWitt. DeWitt goes up, fading away, and can't get the shot to go, but she did draw a whistle. So we'll take that, and that will put the junior at the line. She's made her first 4 free throws in this game, and if she misses one here, we'll chalk that up as the old announcer's curse. The lefty goes through the motion, and the shot is up and good. One more shot coming up. Off the front of the rim, and Banks grabs the rebound. So 1 for 2 that time for DeWitt. Ingram brings the ball up the floor for Manhattan. Free throw line, dumps it down low to Bush. The 10-footer on the baseline is good. The penetration that time led to the kick out, and it gave Manhattan 2 more points. They're up 17. Hines on the near wing gets it to DeWitt. DeWitt in between the circles. Down low, Davis is going to be deflected out of bounds off of Manhattan. Emporia will be inbounding in front of their own bench. And we're going to get a 5-second call against Emporia, not able to inbound the basketball. Definitely not what you want to see there. Hines checks out. Smith comes in. Wilt showing a little extended pressure on Larson in the backcourt. The senior breaks the pressure, gets it up the floor to Ingram. 7 minutes left in our game. 17-point lead for the Indians. Ball on the far side with Beckett. Beckett double-teamed on the perimeter. Hands it off to Ingram. Ingram looking to drive. Gets to the heart of the zone. Throws it in the corner to Beckett, who drives baseline. Too far on the shot, but there is a whistle. So a couple of free throws coming up. Beckett shooting her first free throws of the game.